Right, first of all, can I just get your full name and your job title as well, please?
I'm Peter Campbell. I'm the watch manager on Greenwatch at Faversham Fire Station.
Fantastic, Peter. We're talking about animal rescues, Kent Fire and Rescue Services involvement in animal rescues today. Just tell us about the equipment you've got outside. You've got some pretty heavy duty stuff out there.
Right, Faversham's the large animal rescue station for Kent. We have a Mercedes Unimog with a high-ab crane on the back. And a range of specialist slings, probes, and other equipment used to rescue large animals. And large animals really defined as something large used to rescue large animals. And large animals really defined as something larger than a big dog.
I know every rescue is different, but just tell us the basics. How do you actually go about rescuing, say, a horse that might be trapped somewhere?
We when someone phones up 999 to make sure that the public's safe, and when we've done that, we'll create what we call an inner cordon around the animal. I'll risk assess and to see whether the rescue is viable or not, which means that the rescue is worth doing. And I do that quite often in conjunction with the RSPCA and vets who are called to the scene. If it's a viable rescue, I look at the methodology of it, how we're going to lift it or drag it or pull it out. And when we do that, I then discuss it with the crew. We get all our health and safety equipment out, position the vehicles and proceed with the task.
Excellent. Obviously, you'd have been to quite a few animal rescues in your time, I'm sure. Just tell us about the most memorable ones. Which ones stand out for you?
Possibly the bull on the A2, which was a bull being transported by a farmer, and he'd had a road traffic collision, and the horse box had overturned. The bull had popped out the back, and the horse box had landed on the bull, and it was the only thing holding this one-ton bull down. We were mobilised by the police, and we got there and secured the bull to the central reservation, so couldn't go anywhere. We got the horse box off him using our crane, and then in the meantime, the police had organised another horse box. The vet came and sedated the bull, and then we lifted him and put him in the back of the horse box, and the A2 was clear.
Another incident our listeners may remember is the elephant, which you were called to help with at Howlett Zoo. Just remind us of that story. It's an incredible tale.
I wasn't actually on that incident. It was Red Watch at Faversham that did that. But from talking to the other watch manager and members of the crew that were there, the elephant had colic and had been lying on its side and was unable to roll onto its front. And a lot of these large animals, when they're lying on one side for too long, it's very bad for them because of their organ weights and sizes. And basically they used a turfer winch, which is a manually controlled winch. Some of the long strops we've got, and managed to get them round this elephant and winch it, the elephant, so it was able to get its front legs underneath it, and then it proceeded to get itself up. But it was, I think, a 13-year-old female of about 2 ton in weight, and it's happy and still going to this day.
Excellent. I think some of our listeners might be surprised by the number of call-outs Kent Fire and Rescue Service go to. Just tell us why it's important for you to attend incidents and to attend animal rescues.
Well, historically, what's happened is, we are primarily mobilised to protect the public. Because if your cat or your bird or your dog is trapped, you will make an attempt to do it. And what a lot of people don't realise is that these animals revert, well, certainly dogs, horses, cows, revert back because they're frightened and they don't know what to do. And so when you go close to them, they can bite and kick out and stuff. Or people can go up trees with unsuitable equipment, not the correct ladder or climbing gear. And so they then fall down and end up, we have to rescue those people. So we go for public safety, and the other side of that is that to have a satisfied public to stop them, we have to rescue the animal themselves anyway. So there's a bit of humanitarian in that as well. Small animals, the wild animals, birds, we usually go at the request of the RSPCA, and an officer will always be mobilised before a fire engine will be mobilised, because the officer will deem, one, whether it's safe for us to do it, and two,